Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Terminal fans, Sign Guy here with you on another Sunday afternoon. Some show notes if you're looking for some pro wrestling. Hope Pro Wrestling happening in Baldwin Park, California. You have also today Kentuckiana Die Hard Wrestling in Jeffersonville, Indiana. AWE in Presque Isle, Maine. Michigan Wrestling Organization in Flint, Michigan. GCW in Howell, New Jersey. Alpha One in Hamilton, Ontario. NWX in St. Catharines, Ontario. Smash in Pickering, Ontario. NWA BCW in our neck of the woods in Portland, Oregon. Absolute Wrestling over in the UK, and that's about all going on today except for the big pay-per-view happening from the E today is SummerSlam. Lots of wrestling this particular week in conjunction with SummerSlam. Lots have been going on. QT, you were there last night in Bremerton. Huge night there for SCW.
Well, Sign Guy, I'm still reeling and trying to get my head over the fact that Phantasma X hit the number one ranking for her victory over Christian Cross for the Cruiserweight Championship. What a match that was. Yes.
Is Phantasma X in the running for your number one ranking in this week's top nine and 7th, 8th Pacific Northwest wrestler rankings?
Yes, she is, Sign Guy. She'll be strongly in the running. She had a fantastic ring presence. She held her own against Christopher Cross, and I think she made several new fans and admirers from the people that may have overdosed or overindulged in beer. Yes. A fan actually approached ringside. Yes. Which I find slightly appealing myself.
QT, was it you?
No, not if I had jet black hair and spoke with an accent. It wasn't me.
I could see you getting out the Just For Men hair coloring.
Oh, okay. No, that'd be very expensive. Yes. And what about Tommy Lawler's victory over Tyson Tank? That was a good match.
Is Tyson Tank in the running for number one?
Well, I think Phantasma X and Tommy Lawless will slightly overshadow him. Yes.
I see. Now, can you tell the listeners whom we're expecting Brett Eisen to appear today, but will not get to hear him because he is ill and will not be able to make the interview, whom last week's number one ranked wrestler in your top nine and 7th, 8th Pacific Northwest wrestler rankings was?
I believe that was Adam X for his victory over Ian Bearer.
Are you sure?
Not really.
Wow. But so you have no idea to whom you owe a fruit pie. Is that what you're saying?
Well, was it Flex?
Wow.
Was it for his victory over
Shane Tatum? These wrestlers out there, they put their bodies on the line.
Yes.
They go to extremes in the effort to try to win that coveted number one ranking so they get their beloved fruit pie, and you can't even remember whom was ranked and whom needs that fruit pie.
Well, Sangai, I post these on Windows 10, and as you know, Windows 10 has been having massive problems nationwide. You can post some stuff and have your computer crash. That's what happened last week. I was posting these rankings on Windows 10, and it crashed, and I had no backup file. So I'd like to tell Laren Golden Songbird Amos, if she could send me a link to my rankings, I'd be very appreciative, or Devin Bellinger, if he could send me last week's rankings. They're huge fans. That's what I'm getting at.
Or you could go to Beast Barnett's Book of Faces and look it up.
Oh, I don't know. Beast Barnett is in a Kroger shopping lot as we speak, hunting for Halloween decorations. So I don't think he can send them to me at this moment. Yes.
He actually moved into the Kroger, I understand. It is his new home.
Oh, moved into a Kroger. Okay. That reminds me of a Married with Children episode where it was very hot in their house one summer, and Al couldn't afford air conditioning, so they just moved into a supermarket and sat near the refrigerated section with lawn chairs and a beach ball and stuff. Yes, Married with Children.
So you're saying Beast Barnett is the modern-day Al Bundy?
Yes, that's what I'm getting at, yes.
All right. Now, I can confirm that Adam X was tied for third, and the number one ranking, the one that gets the coveted fruit pie, a tie between B.J. Whitmer and Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, okay, yes, now I remember. B.J., yes, and Kevin, okay. Wow. Well, this puts a lot of pressure on this week's top 9 and 7/8 ranking sign guy. Will B.J. Whitmer maybe fall one notch?
He'd probably be very upset after the pay-per-view if he were to fall.
I see. But, well, now you can't dismiss Adam X's 2 weeks ago, his victory over Ian Bear, and he held on to the title this week. So
he
two wins.
He
did huge
Cerberus
in
a title defense.
You what?
He defeated Cerberus in his first title defense this week. That is correct.
That's true, you know, and that's no easy feat. So those are two quality wins in a row. Yes. You know, but like I said before, you know, Phantasma X 2 weeks ago, she and Sunny Days defeated Kelly Klein and Milo the Dark Clown. No mean feat in itself.
That is very true. Kelly Klein, a member of the Women of Honor, there at Ring of Honor, and Milo, of course, a veteran, possibly an upset from the very young Phantasma X and Miss Days. Now, last night, I believe you did some investigative reporting. Can you tell the listeners what you found out on the relationship between Phantasma and Adam X?
They are betrothed. They are a happy couple. And I believe they're celebrating their 7th wedding anniversary pretty soon. 7th.
7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, what are we talking?
7 years, yes.
Well, isn't Phantasma just, you know, barely past that age now?
Oh, well, I'll have to do some more research. A lot of times my marriage sources from Shelton, Washington, and engagement sources are slightly off. They need to do a better job. When the dark clouds roll in from the coast and cover Shelton, Washington, their information about wedding stuff and wedding statistics go down the drain. Yes. It's like my wrestling sources in Shelton, Washington are also on Windows 10. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
I see. Now,
yes,
that puts to bed the rumor, the speculation, and the scuttlebutt that Atom X was a cousin to Phantasma X, or possibly stepbrother and sister. They are, in fact, Mr. and Mrs. X.
Oh, wow. Stepbrother and stepsister. They don't happen to be from Kentucky, are they?
No, and it turns out that was false anyway. It was just rumor, innuendo, and scuttlebutt.
Oh, scuttlebutt.
That's what
yes.
I meant by you solved the mystery. You asked, and you found out.
Oh, yes, yes, the scuttlebutt. I'm very much on top of scuttlebutt, yes.
You were like a modern-day Dan Rather getting to the heart of the matter and asking the tough questions to get the answer for everyone's peace of mind.
Oh, yeah, Dan Rather. He was pretty good, yes. Especially in the Vietnam era. Yes, Dan Rather.
Yeah, you got a point. He was no Walter Cronkite, though.
Oh, yeah, Walter, he was the man, yes. I bet you know, he could probably throw a good flying elbow, Walter Cronkite, yes.
Well, maybe before he passed away.
Yes. Cronkite always reminded me of the name Concrete, hence the hard elbow, yes.
I see.
Yes. Now, Sangay, I had a lot of problem leaders tonight. I think my favorite match was when Randy the Pimp Taylor opened with Otis the Gimp. Now, Otis the Gimp came out to Joan Jett, and it was there that Dimitri almost got a wet willy from a purple unicorn.
Wow.
Yes, a wet willy from that purple unicorn that Otis the Gimp was carrying. Yes. I am now going to, right after we conclude the show, I'm going to call Dimitri and see if he has scheduled counseling sessions. Psychiatric, yes.
May not be a bad idea.
One can only wonder what kind of psychiatric he would have to undergo to get that image in his peripheral vision of a purple unicorn approaching him. Approaching his ear canal. That's what I'm getting at.
I see. Why are you getting at his ear canal?
Well, that unicorn, he stuck his nose almost in Dimitri's ear canal. Yes.
All right. Now, have you yourself ever gone into Dimitri's ear canal?
Like with a finger? No. But I know that when the gangsters of the 1930s, like Machine Gun Kelly, and Al Capone, sometimes they do a hit on a rival mobster and stick like a what are those big? Let me see, something in an ear canal. What would those be? Well, just a spike in the ear canal. They'd sneak up from someone from behind and wham, right in the ear canal with a slender steel rod. They perform a hit, yes.
Whatever happened to that great early 80s band Wham that had George Michael part of it?
Well, I don't know if Wham had anything to do with sticking metal rods in the ear canal, but now if you think about it, if you listen to the music, yeah, that might not have been a bad idea. Yes.
I see.
Wham,
all
yes.
Right.
Did you say Wham?
Yes, Wham. They were an early 80s pop band.
Oh, didn't they have that song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Yes, because they didn't plan on going solo.
Wow, I think I'd rather spend 72 straight hours in a supermarket parking lot, a Kroger supermarket parking lot with Dave the Beast Barnett than listen to that. Yes.
Well, are you planning to get Beast a housewarming gift for his new place?
Oh, I didn't know he was moving into a new place.
He's moving into the Kroger. We just discussed that.
Oh, okay, yes, yes. Well, a Kroger, well, Will it be a green army tent? That's what I, like MASH used to have. That's what I'm getting at.
I presume he's just going to set up some furniture in the aisles and just hang out.
Oh, okay, like Bundy, yes, okay. All right. Well, you got to have some privacy. Is he going to put up semi-stucco walls? That's a good question. Semi-stucco.
I'm not sure. People might walk into the store and there will be beasts in aisle 8 clad in nothing but boxer shorts and slippers.
Jed got right to beat the heat. Okay. Well, I was stunned last night at the conclusion of all the matches at La Pablanina's when Franken Avon Hess came out and told the crowd in stunning fashion that next month, on the 10th, they hadn't planned this, but there will be a return card at La Pablanita's, September 10th.
Yes, that is true. And then the following week on the 17th, it is Von Hess's birthday, and there will be a show at the Tribal Gym in Paulsbo, and on that card, Casey Carlisle will be there. You heard Dimitri announce Casey Carlisle will be on the card on the 17th in Paulsbo.
Yes, Dimitri had recovered enough from his Otis the Gimp Wet Willy Purple Unicorn episode to announce this. Dimitri very psyched up that Casey Carlisle is coming to the Tribal Gym. Sangay, can you give us the whereabouts right now of one Casey Carlisle? Because it's rumored that she might be wrestling in Texas. Did I hear that right?
That is next week. She will be in Texas next week in Carthage, Texas. And also on that show with her in Texas, Sonny Ono.
Oh, boy, Sonny Ono. Wow, all right. Now, can you give us a semi-geographical pinpoint location of where Carthage, Texas is? Carthage.
Yes, it is between Oklahoma and Mexico.
Oh. Wow, I got burned on that one. Well, all right. Now, is Casey Carlisle aware of your 22-a-day push-up competition or tribute?
I would hope so.
I hope so. Okay, very good. Is she aware or is there any footage available of the push-ups that you did last night outside of La Pablanita's in 89.6 degree heat? That's what I'm asking.
I would hope so.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Sangay, I was kind of disappointed that Brett Eisen didn't show up today for his interview. I had a question for him. Shannon, the Heat Hayes, came out in the wrestling video that you sent, and he was wearing a deep blue shirt with the Superman logo on it. I was going to ask Brett if he had ever come out of the locker room to a wrestling ring with a Green Lantern, Bruce Lee, or a Riddler-themed shirt on. Very legitimate question, especially the Riddler.
Maybe the question is why Brett Eisen suddenly got ill.
Yes, that's true, yes. Maybe it was food poisoning.
I think the stress of knowing that question was coming weighed so heavy on his mind that the psychological toll manifested itself in physical form, and that is why he became suddenly and violently ill.
What if Brett could travel back in time to a Shaolin temple and wrestle Bruce Lee and give him a pile driver? Do you think that would be possible?
Only if he could get his DeLorean up to 88 miles an hour and his flux capacitor was working at maximum peak efficiency.
Now, you like that flux capacitor, don't you? Yes.
Well, you need one if you're going to travel back in time.
Now, how come there hasn't been a wrestling move named the flux capacitor, sign guy?
Because Damian Cole hadn't thought of it.
What, could you see Tommy Lawless hitting the flux capacitor on Tyson Tank? That's what I'm asking.
Possibly.
Okay, very good, very good. Now, Sangay, Franken Von Hesse was led to the ring by a dog collar last night. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who this lady that was accompanying Franken Von Hesse was? Because she was kind of dressed sort of like a Denny Scott kid. Yes.
That was Vi, and she made a couple of appearances last night, but the evening did not end up so well for her.
I hear that, yes. She had an unfortunate incident where she was stapled in the cheek, and she had a piece of paper stapled to her forehead.
She really did. It became pretty violent pretty quick for that poor kid.
Yes. I was wondering if that piece of paper stapled to her forehead was an eviction notice. I've got to ask Laren Golden Songbird this question. Yes. She had a much more better view of it than I did. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
I see.
Yes, and the name was Vi?
Yes.
Let's see. It's almost like she was prepping for Halloween real early. Yes. She didn't exactly exude the exuberance of a sunny days. They were like polar opposites. Yes.
Now, do you recall the polar opposite of sunny days we saw years ago, Darkest Night?
Darkest Night. Was that when we were at the Polsbo Gym and one of the wrestlers came to the ring in the sarcophagus?
Was that Damon Fight, the NWA Blue Collar?
Oh, yeah, that might have been Blue Collar Wrestling, yes.
Might have been Damon Scythe.
Oh, okay. Well, it could have been, yes. Well, it might have been Damon Scythe, yes.
Now, have you ever wanted to go to a wrestling show and be carried into the building inside of a sarcophagus?
Well, that would be a huge highlight of my wrestling career. Yes. Now, there was one rock and roll act, and I can't remember who it was, but he managed to come out of a coffin while singing a song. I'm going to have to do some research, but it made Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols smile and laugh. And when you can make Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols smile and laugh and stick in his mind, then you've done some pretty good performing. The guy came out of a coffin. Yes.
Was it Kiss?
No, not Kiss. Let me see if I can look this up, because this is very closely related to wrestling. Let me see. When I mentioned
that because
to you,
Demon did that on WCW Nitro?
Oh, did he come out of a coffin? There's been many coffin matches. Yes.
They would carry him to the ring in a sarcophagus, and he would come out of the sarcophagus, wrestle, and then go right back into the sarcophagus.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty scary. That reminds me of Count Floyd on SCTV. Yes.
I see. All right. QT, can you tell us if there's any truth to the rumor that also in the running for a coveted fruit pie in your top 9 and 7th ace rankings will be JB Moonshine, who was on hand at Northwest Pro Wrestling in Vaughan, Washington, right across the water from where we were in Bremerton.
Oh, wow. That's Vaughan, Washington is located near Bremerton?
Fairly close, yes.
And JB Moonshine was in action last night?
Yes, that is confirmed.
Ooh, how'd he do? Do you have the results of his match?
I do not have the results from Northwest Pro, but you have to figure he tried his best because he likes fruit pies.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Wow, okay. Well, as soon as I find out those results, I'm sure that's going to figure in, yes, to my results. How big of a city is Vaughn, Sangay?
Not that big, really, but big enough to have a nice civic center where they hold the matches there. Very nice venue. Very, very good for wrestling.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is it like an armory? That's what I'm asking.
No, it is a civic center.
Oh, civic center. Okay, Vaughn Civic Center. Okay, very good.
I believe they're actually called the Peninsula Key Civic Center.
Oh, all right. Have you ever refereed a match there?
I have not, but I have attended a few of their shows.
Oh, wow. All right. Wow. Well, that's going to be a big card on September 10th at La Promenada's. Yes. Very glad that Frank and Von Hess decided to put on an extra match.
Absolutely. Should be a great couple of weeks in September over in the Bremerton and Paulsbo area.
Now, Sangay, do you know if Casey Carlisle is flying United out of Portland or coming into Portland on United?
I don't want to give the stalkers too much information, but I will say not a strong chance of that.
Okay, very good. Okay. I'm just wondering if she's going to be picked up by any of the Northwest referees or wrestlers and escorted to said wrestling venue, in an air-conditioned car with a blueberry muffin for her snack accompaniment. So she can eat a blueberry muffin on the way to the wrestling match. Yes.
Not that I've heard, but are you saying you've confirmation that blueberry muffins are her favorite?
Yes, I am. I've got inside information on that, yes. And after we hang up, I'm going to ask her if she would like a blueberry muffin accompaniment, if that's her number one choice, for her travels down to Paulsbo. Yes.
All right. Now, keep in mind, before she gets to Paulsbo, she will be in Lake Chowakan, British Columbia, for PWA, taking on Rihanna Von Slasher, I believe the lady's name is. And then that following Sunday after Paulsbo, she will be in Portland for NWA Blue Collar, where I believe her opponent will be one Miss Days.
Oh, wow. Holy smokes. NWA Blue Collar. Boy, this is fantastic. Yes, that's quite a stay in the Northwest for her. Yes.
Three solid days, three big shows, three opponents. Should be a great tour.
Well, Sangay, I tried to look up that rock and roll act coming out of a coffin, that one performer. Couldn't really find his name. However, related searches, what is a coffin stand called? You can get the answer to that question. How to build a vampire coffin. What is the name of a coffin stand? Oh, what is a coffin stand called? Okay. Instructions to build a coffin for Halloween. Instructions on building a wooden coffin. Measurements on how to make a coffin. Let me see. What is a how to build a vampire coffin. Okay, well, that's about it. Yes. Oh, 10 stages of decomposition. That's a huge. Yes.
I see.
Boy, I was going to give Brett a homework assignment too. Yes.
Was it going to have to do with writing an essay on the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 1960s?
No, here it is. Let me see here. Let me see now. Where are you, Big Ben? Okay, let me see now. What was that question? Oh, yes. Here is the question. Yes. Brett, I also saw your YouTube video when you wrestled Nick Iggy. I was stunned to see the length of this video end at the spooky time of 13 minutes and 13 seconds. I clicked on the video. You pinned Nick, and sure enough, the last musical note ended at the 13:13 mark, and the video faded. My question is, are you a big fan of the Halloween series of horror movies, and have you had any memorable Halloween matches like being escorted to the ring in a sarcophagus? That's why I was researching sarcophagus. Yes.
1313. I see.
Very legitimate question. Yes.
See, it's questions like that that probably is the reason for Brett Eisen's sudden illness.
See, and then I was going to give him a homework assignment. Listen to the song Hand of Doom by Black Sabbath. Hand of Doom.
Now, do you think that Black Sabbath is in Brett Eisen's top 18 favorite bands of all time?
Well, I hope so. I think Black Sabbath is in the top 18 of most people's top bands of all time.
Are you going to say that you think they are in the top 18 of Sean Critney's favorite bands of all time?
Oh, yes. Sean Critney, yes, of course.
I'm going to get a hold of the aforementioned Critney and ask him just so we confirm.
Yes.
Now, do you think that Rex Sharp would not put Black Sabbath in his top 100 favorite bands of all time and then moments later claim that they are the only band that he has ever loved?
Yes, he's slightly schizophrenic, much like Devin Belanger. Yes.
Well, they are the same guy.
Oh, okay. They are?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm slightly sad to hear that. Yes.
I'm sure a lot of people are.
Hey, now I know who that rock and roll singer coming out of the coffin was. It was Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Aha. Now, do you think he was screaming because he had a fear of death and they were making him come out in a sarcophagus?
Oh, well, yeah, maybe a fear of being buried alive, yes. Wow. Here it says, let me see now, popular blues singer Screamin' Jay Hawkins was known for his wild career and stage for its wild stage antics, with the singer wearing bones and rising out of coffins. One of rock and roll's original madmen, Hawkins was as famous. Well, let me see. Famous. Let me see now. I think he influenced Alice Cooper. Yes.
Ah, I can see Alice Cooper doing that.
Oh, there he is. Okay, I'm going to send this article right to Devin Belanger. This is huge. Yes. Oh, 1929 to 2000. He died in 2000, sign guy. He was a pianist. Yes.
Now, have you taken piano lessons?
I have not. I have not tinkled the ivories.
Have you considered taking up the piano, perhaps going to a music school in the greater Tacoma area to learn how to play piano so you could then perform blues on the piano?
Well, couldn't I have an organ that is strapped to your neck, kind of like a harpsichord or an electric piano? I believe the Flock of Seagulls had a member like that where he could carry one of those electronic pianos with him. Yes. Flock of Seagulls.
I believe you're thinking of an accordion?
No. No, that's weird. Weird Al Yankovic has cornered the market on the accordion. Yes. Weird Al Yankovic. Now, Sangay, where should I send the Screamin' Jay Hawkins video to? Should I send it to Devin Belanger, or should I send it to Rex Blueberry Muffin Sharp? Or maybe.
Well, they're the same guy, so it'd end up being seen by the same person.
Then I'd have to send two videos.
Well, if you send one, they'll both see it because they share a body.
All right, I'll send it to Devin Bellinger. Wait a sec while I put down the phone, and I will send this Screamin' Jay Hawkins article to Devin Bellinger. And this is also
all right,
related.
While you
to
do
Devin.
That, I will play a sound clip to keep the people riveted while you send that to Stompin' South Park Bellinger Bragg Williams Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
And here we go with the sound clip.
I tell you, one of my favorite moments is me and my little brother and Jerry Wilson, we went down to TNA in Nashville, and we got in there, and I just happened to be in the bathroom, using the bathroom, and I was talking to Chase Stevens, which I'd known him when he first started wrestling there as Glacius, you know, I helped him get a start, and I was talking to him, and all of a sudden his voice, it comes out of the shitter.
Okay. Wow.
So does South Park have the clip now?
Okay, I just... Oh, boy, I hope that sent. Oh, for some reason it didn't send. Okay.
So you're saying I need yet another sound clip to play.
Yes, I wonder why this didn't go. This is terrible.
All right, here we go with another sound clip.
This is terrible. Oh, okay, let me see. Okay, here we go. Yes.
All right, does he have the clip now?
Well, Sign, I had to send it to my Facebook page, but I'll put attention Devin Bellinger. I think he's stalking me. Yes.
Well, that is his hobby.
Yes. How quick do you think it will take him to respond to this?
I'm going to say 3 hours and 18 minutes and 7 seconds.
Oh, I would hope that he would respond within the time limits of the show. I'd be crushed if he didn't.
Would it hurt you in your liver?
Yes.
Pretty powerful.
Yes. Now, is it true that...
Now, would it make you feel better if Beast Barnett were to offer you a place to stay in his new home of Kroger the next time you visit that area? And better yet, if he were to take you on a trip to Lenny's Bakery in Shelbyville, Indiana.
I think I'd like to move in with Dave Barnett. Only because he'd offer me a good deal on rent. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
Now, there is rumors he will be running a contest to get a new roommate.
Wow. Wow. Do you have to ask a series of questions, or is some of them essay questions?
Well, he says there might be a long list of rules for which to follow, but I'm thinking it should be more random, just whoever wins the luck of the draw, they get to decide whom could be his roommate. It could be anybody.
Oh, okay. Boy.
I was thinking maybe Gregor Petrov.
Oh, wow. I can't see Gregor Petrov as like a roommate. I really can't. He's pretty solitary.
Well,
yeah.
I think Beast would go to get a glass of milk in the middle of the night, and he'd hear the snap of the jumper cables hitting the floor, and he'd yell, "Eek! Eek!"
I know Lauren Gordon Sandberg's famous. Her favorite moments in wrestling are when you hear a floating eek over the crowd. Yes.
Now, do you think that sometimes the eek comes from the general of the Northern armies?
Well, it's not really an Ike sign guy. It's more like a Homer Simpson scream. Very influenced by that, yes.
I still think Beast would just Ike.
Oh, okay. All right, Ike, okay, very good. Yes.
Now, whom would you submit if you got to choose Beast Barnett's roommate?
Well, the first person that jumps to mind is Paul Moonshine. He's always in search of, how would you say, shelter. He moves around a lot. Yes.
Do you think that Paul sometimes walks around singing the hit song Give Me Shelter by the Rolling Stones?
Yes, that's been confirmed. Yes, Give Me Shelter. Yes.
Now, can you confirm that Paul Moonshine and Mick Jagger used to hang out together and drink coffee back in the mid-70s?
Well, it would depend on what location, sign guy. Was this in the fancy New York district of Soho?
I believe it was in the hills of West Virginia.
Oh, wow. They're really strong in there, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's like Burnside in Portland. Yes.
Now, if Petrov was not my answer, I would say I would pick for Beast's roommate to be... I'm going to say Ricky Ruckus.
Okay, very good. Ricky Ruckus. Okay, I could see that, yes. But I'm going to go with Lonnie Angel.
Ah, another interesting choice. I could see that.
Yeah. Now, Sungay, Screamin' Jay Hawkins had his number one hit was I Put a Spell on You.
Why did Papa Shango not use that for his entrance music?
One can only wonder. Yes. Papa Shango, yes.
I see.
I wonder
if
Crazy
have you
Joe
ever
Harden...
been had put into a spell by Papa Shango.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't. But now I have my homework assignment to look up which wrestlers were put under the spell of Papa Shango. That's
I know the Ultimate Warrior was.
Was he really? Oh, that's huge. Okay. Now, sign guy, after being put in a spell by Papa Shango, did any of the wrestlers wander aimlessly in the parking lots? That's what I'm asking.
I would say so. Especially the poor people that were trying to help the Ultimate Warrior, because much like Bret Eisen, he got extremely violently ill, and it didn't go so well for the people around him.
I wonder if Bret Eisen just has a bad phone connection.
No, he did contact us and say he was not feeling very well at all, wasn't going to be able to make the interview due to the illness.
That's too bad. Are we going to reschedule him?
I hope so.
All right, and in that case, I am going to put these questions that I have for Bret in a special place so I can relocate them, and I am not going to tell you what my second question was, but it had a link to do with Northwest Logging and Wrestling. Yes.
I see. Is that a Scott Norton reference, because he was a UConn lumberjack and had wrestled in Portland when he was first starting?
Oh, what was his name, UConn Scott?
He was Scott Nord, one of the UConn Lumberjacks.
The UConn Lumberjack. Yeah, if I remember, he often rode around in his car bare-chested, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yes, often, mostly in his car, but sometimes he'd walk in very cold Northwest weather without a shirt on.
I could see that. He was a very large man. It was probably hard to get him properly fitted for a lot of shirts. I don't think he could buy off the rack.
Is that right? He was that jacked, huh?
Indeed.
Really? Did Lex Luger ever have that problem where he'd have to have two shirts sewn together?
I don't know if he had to have two shirts sewn together, but I can imagine him having to go to a tailor to get his shirts to fit properly.
Okay, okay. Well, I know Mark Henry has that problem. Yes. Now, Sangai, I've got to also do some research about Mark Henry. Did he ever try out for a pro football team?
Not to my knowledge. He, of course, was an Olympic weightlifter when he was very young, so I believe that was his focus.
Yes, and I think that he tried out for the Olympics, if I'm not mistaken, at the age of 21.
That seems around the right age, yeah.
I'm going to have to do some research. Maybe if I do a quick Google search. Hold on, can you play us some music while I look this up? Very important.
Sure, how long do you think you'll need?
1 minute, 15 seconds. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
To this, Mark Gerald Henry, born June 12, 1971, is an American powerlifter, Olympic weightlifter, strongman, and professional wrestler who is currently signed to the WWE on the Raw brand. He was a two-time Olympian in 1992 and 1996. So if he was born in 71 and his first Olympics was in 92, I was spot on. He was 21.
Uh-huh.
Now, he was a gold and silver and bronze medalist at the Pan American Games in 1995. Wow. Listen to this. He currently still holds the WDFPF world records in the squat, deadlift, and total. And the USAPL American record in the deadlift. He is credited for the biggest raw squats and raw powerlifting total ever performed by a drug-tested athlete, regardless of weight class, as well as the greatest raw deadlift by an American citizen. I wonder what a raw deadlift is.
I believe that's one where there's no warm-up.
Oh, no warm-up. Boy, okay, raw, as in being cold. Oh, okay. Gee, I wonder what is, let's see, 6'4", 412 pounds from Silsby, Texas. What are his early life? Let me see, he had a great uncle, Chud, who was 6'7" and weighed approximately 500 pounds.
Very interesting. Now, QT, can you confirm if South Park Bellinger has answered your post in the time allotted for today's show?
Oh, okay. Let me check on that. Yes. Just a second. Yes.
I'm sure people are riveted, waiting with bated breath to find out the question to this.
Does this include the ideal reflection Christopher Rysik?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, come on. He's one of my all-time favorites, especially when he appeared at Woodland Pro Wrestling. Yes. Okay, let me think. Hey, I think he did comment on my link.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, can you confirm what he said?
Listen to, okay, I posted that 8 minutes ago, attention Gregor Petrov, and then he reposted only 2 minutes afterwards.
Are you saying that he might also be Gregor Petrov?
Yes. Now, Devin said, was there a Daniel Brown persona that was called Screaming? Let me see. What should I reply? Devin, let me see. Thank you for your quick reply. Your social life has come into question. Wow. Life has come into slight question. Here we go. Slight question. Yes. Oh, this is huge. This has never happened before on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Yes.
It's happened multiple times.
Oh, where he's been in touch during our broadcast? I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, yes.
We're going to have to get that confirmed.
Oh, okay, yes. I'm waiting that I posted that at the 152 mark chronologically. Let's see if you can break 152 or go slightly into 153. He must be at his card shop in Marysville, Washington. Yes.
Or at the China Buffet for the SummerSlam gimmick.
China Buffet, wasn't that a Chinese buffet restaurant right across from his card shop?
I believe so, and I believe the tradition is you eat at the China Buffet and then you watch SummerSlam, so it seems reasonable.
I think Devin may have hit that buffet after a day's work and then went to the Tulalip Championship Ballroom. Yes.
I thought they tore that down.
I think they did, yes.
Well, then why would he go there?
Well, he used to, like, eight years ago. Yes. Eight years ago, they had that. Yes. Doesn't look like Devin South Parker is... Which is kind of sad, yes.
Maybe he was in the middle of a switch to a different personality.
Yes, probably, yes. Yes, kind of like, what was that movie, Young Frankenstein? Didn't they do a personality switch?
I believe so.
Yes, Gene Wilder became the monster. Well, wait, geez, Sunday, I can't ask you any Brett questions that I was going to ask. I'm slightly downcast. I put a lot of effort into these Brett questions, especially my Northwest logging question I was going to ask him. Can you
I think you should ask that of Scott Norton.
Oh, okay. Can you inform our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners of any of our past guests within the last 3 months that it failed to come on and had been rescheduled? That's a good question.
Medallia.
Oh, yes, Medallia. Okay. Wow. Okay, I think he replied. No, he didn't. Justin Sane is very active today. Justin Sane. And Jeff Johnson.
What a crazy one that guy is.
Oh, here we go. Jeff Johnson has posted on Facebook pictures of the Smurf Turf in Boise, Idaho. Very nice. Very nice.
I was recently in Boise. I performed some referee duties for Wrestle Club there. Actually, technically it was Garden City, but it was still a suburb of Boise.
That's true, Sangay. And can you send me some of those results? Because those could factor in what I saw what I'm saying is compare and contrast those with what I saw with La Problemitas. That might figure into the rankings. Yes.
But you said that last week, and it didn't come into play at all.
Well, the blue collar results did, yes.
True. But the show was like 2 weeks ago, though, so you wouldn't think it would factor into these rankings for this week.
Oh, no, strictly these rankings, yes, this week. In fact, Jimmy Flame might be ranked number one for all I know.
Well, that would be fine with me. I think he deserves to be number one most weeks.
Oh, wow, okay, all right. Maybe he will dethrone B.J. Whitmer. Yes.
Possibly. Although I guess Adam X is also in contention for that.
Huge contention. Yes.
As was Phantasma X, apparently his betrothed.
Why do I put myself through such pressure? Yes.
I don't know, because some of these guys, they get very angry when they aren't ranked number one because they want those fruit pies.
You mean Hot Hands Mendoza?
Yeah, he loves fruit pies.
How about Wrecker Mateo Tank?
Mateo's never said anything, but he looks like he would not mind a fruit pie.
Yeah, he probably won. Okay, well, Sangay, can you tell us who we have on tap for next Friday?
Yes, actually, next Friday is the end of Star Month, and we will be having Max Stardom of Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. Instantly, a question about Miami's waterways comes to mind. Yes.
And probably a few questions on Miami Vice.
Yes, Miami Vice, yes, you've got that, yes.
All right, and then next Sunday from the original Gouge roster, we have Wallaby Joe.
Yes, Wallaby Joe, yes.
With that in mind, I guess we'll wrap things up here. So we will talk to you next Friday with Max Stardom. And a week from today, we'll have Wallaby Joe. So make plans to be with us. And look out for a contest to determine Beast Barnett's new roommate as he moves in to a Kroger store.
Yes.